This is Pastor Walton with a teaching timeless truth moment.
I love to sit and look through those holy pages and read about the eternal rock of ages. See all that God has done, the battles he has won, the great prophecies unfold. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, I see his loving grace, and this great salvation brings courage to my soul, for I know he's in control.
Hebrews chapter number 2, verses 5 and 6 says, "For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, and whereof we speak, but one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him?" And it goes on and talks about him being made a little lower than the angels and being crowned with glory. And this attributes that what we've already looked at. Remember, we saw the psalm back in Psalm 8. But this now, in the New Testament, attributes that psalm to Christ himself. And he says here, did he put the angels in charge of the world to come? No. He put Christ in charge. Because he says, who is man? Anything that God's created, that thou art mindful of him. Why do you even think about man? Why do you even visit him? Why did you make yourself lower than the angels? Why did you crown yourself with glory? Why did you do that? Because he is the one who is going to one day be in subjection. Everything's going to be under him. Everybody will be in subjection to him. Thou hast put all things in subjection under thy feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. Nothing. But now we see not yet all things put under him. It hasn't happened yet. What we see is Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. I want you to see three things here. First, Christ's superiority. He is superior. He's above all. And yet, we see his subordination. He ranked under, became humble to the death of the cross. And so we see that, but we also see man's subordination, who is under him. Even though Christ was made a little lower to go into the earth and to take care of the things at the cross of Calvary, he was exalted and raised back up. But man still ranks under. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Do all you can to live for God, being mindful that he's mindful of you. He cares about you, and he does so when he didn't have to, but he did it because he loves you. And so we see Christ's superiority and his subjection to the cross, but we also see his sacrifice. He was mindful of man to the point he cared for us, that he paved the way for us to make it to Calvary. And he became the sacrifice. He became the substitute. He took our place. He made himself a little lower than the angels. We see Jesus that way because of the suffering of death. And yet he was crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, the unmerited favor of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Wow. Are you a child of the King? Are you a son in the family? He brought many sons to glory through his death because he cares for you. I'm grateful that he loves us. I'm grateful that he's mindful of who we are. And I'm grateful that that great psalm where it says, who are we that you would even care for us, Lord? We're given it here that it's actually our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who willingly went to Calvary to suffer for us so that our punishment would be taken, so he could care for us in such a way that he could then one day, through death or through the rapture of our Lord, take us home to eternal glory.
Well, I believe every word that he said is true. I believe he'll do exactly what he said he would do. How I love his precious word.
This has been a Teaching Timeless Truth moment with Pastor Roger Walton. You may send all correspondence to tttbroadcasts@gmail.com. Tune in again next time for another Teaching Timeless Truth moment.